The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sayyid Muhammad Rizvi.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. You know, many times we talk about Amir al-Mu'minin. He was a very simple man, lived a simple life. It's not because of poverty. It was by choice. He had. Actually, the children were still living comfortably. But he himself, as the ruler of the Muslims, decided that no, I will live a simple life so that the most poor person in the Muslim Ummah and the Muslim Empire would be able to relate to me. There was a visitor who came one day in Kufa on a Friday evening. You know, Amir al-Mu'minin called him that come for dinner with us. It seemed that that was the day when the entire family were, you know, they had their own houses. You know, Amir al-Mu'minin, Hassan, Hussein, Abdullah bin Jafar and Zainab. But on that day, they would get together. So Amir al-Mu'minin said, come with us. And he was invited there. He sat with the family member there. And he noticed that when Amir al-Mu'minin came and took his place on the sufra, everybody had normal food or good food, I would say. Even the bread was fresh. But then he looked at Ali and he saw there is a bag sitting by him, which was tied and had the seal of Ali on it. He said, when we started eating, everybody was eating the fresh bread. But Amir al-Mu'minin broke the seal, opened the bag, and took out dry bread, which was there from before. The visitor actually looked at the sons of Ali and the other, you know, Abdullah bin Jafar and others, and he said, what is this? In a sense, you know, we are eating so good food, and the head of the family, they said, don't blame us. We have tried. His family member has tried. His daughters have tried. At least to put some butter or something to make it more soft. But he refuses. And that's why he ties it and puts his seal on it, so that nobody will open it. And that choice that Ali made at that time, when he became the Khalifa, was not out of poverty. It was on the basis of taqwa, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants me to live a life where even the poor people and in my, you know, empire would be able to relate to me. When we talk about zuhud and taqwa, asceticism, that's where we see the example in the life of Amir al-Mu'mineen. And with such a role model and example for Zainab, you know, we shouldn't be surprised to see that she also reaches to that level. She is married to Abdullah bin Jafar. Abdullah bin Jafar, after the shahadat of his father, Jafar bin Abi Talib, who came from Hawasha, Abyssinia, to Medina, and Abdullah was born there. He lived in Medina less than a year with Rasulullah. Because after some months, Rasulullah assigned him as the commander-in-chief of the forces which were going to Muta. This is the Syrian-Arabian border, or the Sham, not Syria, but Sham and Arabia's border with the Byzantine forces. And in that, Ja'far bin Abi Talib became shaheed. Rasulullah had told Ja'far, you will be the commander. And if you are killed, he mentioned other name. He said, then he will be the commander. I don't remember all the names. And then he says, if he is killed, then the third one will become the commander. Remember when Rasulullah gives this kind of situation, you have to realize that he is actually predicting something also. Those people who have problem with, you know, ilm al-ghayb of even Rasulullah, they should realize this. He didn't just say, Ja'far, you are the commander-in-chief and go. No, he said, if you are killed, this. And then the second person, when if you are killed. And so Ja'far bin Abi Talib became shaheed. Abdullah was still very young. And when Rasulullah, you know, went for condolence to the house of Asma bint Umays, and he realized her distress, he said, don't worry. You know, your children are our children. And then he, in one of the incidents, he saw Abdullah having this interest in buying and selling, in trade and business. And Rasulullah actually prayed for him, that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless his endeavors and his tijarat and his business. And with that blessing of Rasulullah, he became a rich and affluent person. Zainab salawatullah alayhi is married to Abdullah bin Ja'far, moves to his house. And this is where many times we don't connect that with the events of Karbala when we talk about Zainab. Remember, before Karbala, for a long time, Zainab lived in the house of Abdullah bin Ja'far. And her life was a life with safety, security, and comfort. She was wife of somebody who was affluent and rich. Not only that, he was actually known as Qutb al-Sakha. Qutb al-Sakha means the pillar of generosity. Bahr al-Jud, the ocean of charity. His charity of Abdullah bin Ja'far was very well known. Some of the historians, they say that when he died, many of the poor people of Medina, they said, we had forgotten how to ask for help. Because Abdullah bin Ja'far took care of us before even we ask. Now we have to relearn that, you know, how to ask for help. A person who has been, you know, taking care of the poor and the needy in the city must have been providing, you know, comfort to the family. And so we can assume that Zainab lived a comfortable life as far as the material life is concerned. But this is where we come to the issue of taqwa. Taqwa means you can live in luxury. You can be the master of affluence and richness. But if you had to make a choice, there should be no difficulty in making this choice for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karim Adi Ali حالي حكيم متين غفور شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين.
صل صل عليه.